Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martindale, French and History graduate and current MPhil student in History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, May 15, 1829, the Barbadian highlighted the severe dry conditions plaguing the island of Barbados. The dry season runs from December to May, and therefore such conditions were to be anticipated. However, concern was raised this year because of the intense drought which had persisted for months. Since October the year before, there had scarcely been any rain. The few showers which did fall occurred once in a blue moon and were regarded as angels from above. The outcome was a severe shortage of water. With the absence of rivers, Barbados depended heavily on groundwater collected in wells. The majority of the wells across the island, however, were now dry. To put into perspective the extent of the crisis, some plantations were forced to provide their enslaved populations with an allowance of water. The majority of enslaved workers were involved in agriculture, toiling, cutting, and carting sugarcane for as many as 18 hours a day during crop season. Other skilled workers labored in the heat of the boiling and curing hosts to produce sugar, molasses, and rum. It is therefore likely that many such persons suffered greatly from the persistent dry weather and the absence of water. The drought prompted parish representatives to call a public meeting to address the situation. Not surprisingly, the limited rainfall also led to a food shortage, with crops struggling to survive in the heat. At the meeting, it was announced that a petition would be presented to His Honor the President in Council to facilitate the importation of essential foodstuff to feed the large population of the small island. It was admitted that such a measure should have been taken much earlier, as famine was now more of a reality than a potentiality, and certainly many of the poor would suffer before the imported supplies arrived. The incidence of drought has continued to be felt in Barbados, especially with the increased effects of climate change and global warming. Similar warnings have been issued alerting inhabitants to brace for the high temperatures in 2024 as the months progress. Suggestions made by the Caribbean Climate Outlook Forum include drinking plenty of water, retreating to cool areas, and paying attention to your body. However, Barbados has long grappled with droughts and famine, as reflected by the Barbadian on this day, May 15, 1829.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.